Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a labor of love.
What's that?
You won't get rich doing it. And that may be why we have a shortage right now.
Oh, yeah.
And this list is even more a kick in the scrot to teachers that live specifically where they can hear us right now. Because there are some places in New York State where teachers are making more money. It's just that none of them are anywhere near here.
No.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. In front of me, I have a list.
Oh, what's that?
So this discussion starts with an article that we stumbled upon earlier this week.
What did I say?
The article is entitled, "The 30 School Districts in New York State Where Teachers Make the Most Money." Mm. And they do it based on median salary. So for reference sake, according to a New York State document from 2024, the last year they had this data, the majority of teachers in public schools in the greater Rochester area make between $50,000 and $65,000 a year. Mm. That's about the average annual American salary. Now, I don't know how accurate it is, but we have that to go on.
Right.
And it turns out those numbers don't put you anywhere close to the top of teacher salaries in the state of New York.
Oh.
Because the top 30 paid school districts in New York State, none of them have a Monroe County school.
So it's all like New York
downstate,
metro?
Yeah, down a little outside. More,
that makes sense, okay. Right?
Like White Plains or Rye?
It gets worse.
What?
It gets worse. So I find the article, and they have a link to like the actual list. Mm-hmm. There's no Monroe County schools in the top 30. So I go, all right, I'll just go down and look down the list. And I start looking down the list. And I start looking down the list.
Would it be that low?
And I start looking down the list. It looks like there aren't any Monroe County schools in like the top 120 districts.
That is surprising.
Because, like, we have some of the highest performing districts in the state, right?
I mean,
some are, like, you just top.
No, you saw a list that had the top districts in Monroe County, and you're confusing that because you want to brag about Pittsburgh, even though you don't send kids to that school.
I think Pittsburgh is, like, one of the top 100
number
in the country.
Number one.
Number one, baby.
Okay. So it gets worse. Can you guess right now which school district has the highest median salary, which is right in the middle, for their teachers in Monroe County?
Well, you kind of showed your hand there a little bit.
Give me a guess.
So it ain't what I'm thinking.
What would you think?
Well, I would have said Pittsford or Victor.
It's not. And Victor's not in Monroe County, by the way. It's not.
Oh, sure. Oh. You're right.
But go on. I'm
all right, so I would have picked Pittsford.
Okay.
But it sounds like it's West Side. Tell me it's your hometown.
It's not Gates.
Close, though.
Spencer Poole.
Nope.
No?
I mean, Gates, I mean, West Side, I mean, it's probably harder to keep those kids in line.
Shut up.
Bro, you're dealing with breaking up knife fights.
Shut up. The Greece Central School District has the highest median teacher salary in Monroe County.
What are they calling
it? $80,000.
Right.
Now, that's median, right?
Yeah. Right.
But that doesn't show up again until, like, outside of the top 100 districts. And what's even more interesting, we seem to have an idea, you know, that the more affluent towns that have better districts, they would pay probably.
Well, they have more money coming into their district to pay out.
But they're not paying their teachers as much.
Look at this.
Fairport and Pittsford are 2 and 3. But Rush Henrietta is ahead of Webster. Gage Chiali is ahead of both Brighton and Penfield when it comes to median salary. West Irondequoit is way down the list behind schools like Churchville Chiali, or districts like Churchville Chiali and Hilton. And there doesn't seem to be a rhyme or reason. Yeah. And again, keep in mind, these are median salaries. So if you know someone that is working in one of these districts and these districts are low on the list, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not making any money. But median is usually the easiest way to figure out what the actual salaries are.
But I kind of thought it had more to do with like the time on the job. Because I'm guessing that a lot of these districts that have like a higher median also have older teachers that have been around a while are getting paid
sucking
much more.
Whereas
maybe some of those school districts lower on the list have a lot of turnover, a lot of newer teachers.
No, I mean that's a valid argument. I guess I ask this because I know we have teachers that are driving into work right now, and the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. You can change your name; nobody knows who you are. Don't use your fun teacher voice. Use your out at the bar teacher voice, where you start to panic when you run into a teacher, or a school, a parent of one of your kids. Why is there such a massive gap between the highest paying median salary and the lowest paying median salary in Monroe County? Because there is a wide swath. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, we just told you the highest median salary for a teacher in Monroe County, the Grease School District.
What did you say, 80?
80 grand. Do you want to guess the lowest paying school district based on median salary for teachers?
Oh, what district? I would say the city.
No.
Wow.
City's not on there?
Or is it's in there, but it's right in the middle.
Oh.
You want to take a shot?
It's a smaller district.
It is.
East Rochester.
You nailed it. Yeah. Ladies
I'm just
and gentlemen.
Thinking, it, yeah, you just may, there's just maybe less teachers to go on, so you have a smaller range maybe.
$57,000 is the median salary. Damn. It's a $23,000 difference between Grease and East Rochester.
Okay.
But it gets worse than that. So we have the highest paying district in New York State. It's a school district called Scarsdale.
The Scarsdale Diet Doctor. Okay. Yeah, right. that place is super wealthy.
It's in Westchester. It's downstate.
It's like Mansion Row.
The median salary for a teacher in Scarsdale District is $156,000 a year.
Damn, man.
The lowest paying school district based on median salary in New York State?
No, it would have to be someplace rough area in New York City.
Nope. It's in our backyard.
So it's rural?
Uh-huh. They can hear us right now.
Is it south of us?
Yes.
Dansville.
Letchworth.
Oh, it's close.
The highest median salary for teachers, $156,000 in Scarsdale. The lowest is Letchworth at $48,000. That's a $100,000 difference in median salary. I mean, that's how much we're talking here.
Okay.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, I would assume the country, out in the country, they don't have a lot of taxes coming in to pay for the schools.
Valid.
Yeah.
Valid. But, I mean, Pittsburgh's up high. Brighton has taxes coming in.
You know
Penfield
they do.
Has taxes coming in.
So where's that money going?
But they're low. I mean, maybe it's going to facilities. Again, like Kimmy said, maybe they're hiring younger teachers that don't cost as much.
Yeah. I mean,
but
like
they're still collecting a coin.
But they could have just had more turnover. Like, maybe they had a large group of teachers retire at the same time. So, you're going to have, like, a newer group coming in, which you don't have to pay as much.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. Again, as we find this list of the top 30 school districts in New York where teachers make the most money, no Monroe County School District. So we go find the actual document from New York State, and we start going down the list. And it's not until we get past 120 that we see our first school from Monroe County. The highest, based on median salary for teacher pay, is the Grease Central School District. And what's surprising is normally the East Side schools, more affluent schools, have better facilities and better programs and all of these things. Yet they are not paying their teachers the most based on median salary. And Christy says she knows why.
Okay.
She's on CMF. Hey, Christy, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So what about the fact that schools that are larger have more teachers that are skewing the data?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. Again, like all we have is the median salary. There's a lot of things that could mess with that, Christy. Are you a teacher yourself?
Yeah, in Wayne County.
Okay. So do you find that the bigger districts are paying more, or would the bigger districts be holding on to teachers for longer?
Probably both, actually.
Okay.
Kind of. All right. I don't know.
So, like, have you worked in... I don't know. I'm just a teacher. What do I know?
I don't know.
Christy, how long have you worked at the district that you're in right now?
19 years.
Damn.
And have you worked anywhere else other than this district?
Yes.
Okay. Are you getting paid the most? Did you leave for money or did you leave for another reason?
Budget cut reasons, actually.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I see, Christy, teachers that will leave in Monroe County to go to another district potentially for a week.
I don't see that a lot, though.
Oh,
you
don't?
Do you remember a lot of teachers? I remember, like, a lot of the teachers, like, they once they get a a good job. Like, they stay there forever.
So I went to a private school, which normally pays less.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, you would see younger teachers, like, move to public schools because it paid more money.
Okay. Because I always kind of thought once you got one of those gigs, like, unless, like, she said, like, you know, there are some budget cuts or something, like, you held on to that because you because it benefits you to do that.
I mean, 19 years, you got to be fat. Living large.
In a financial
sense. Yes. Not your waist. Not your hips.
I'm very... Yeah, totally fat.
All right, Christy, thanks for nothing. Really appreciate the call. Mm.
Anytime, bud.
Right. I don't know.
Hey, what's the math homework from last night? I don't know.
I mean, maybe it's different now with younger teachers. Like, maybe if they see a better paying job or a better opportunity, they'll switch districts. But I know a lot of teachers that, like they stayed there for decades because they just, you know, it benefits you to stay in the district because your salary keeps increasing.
I mean, your husband was a teacher before he was a firefighter, so you'd be the closest one to this in this room. Philip wrote us, you know, I said you can use your bar voice, not your
teacher voice.
He says, Christy definitely brought that bar voice. Good God. All right, let's talk to another teacher. Maybe he can help us out better. Christian's on CMF. Hey, Christian, how are you, buddy?
Hey, doing well. How about yourself?
Good, man. What do you got for us?
Good. So I think one of the reasons is it's harder to recruit and retain teachers in some of the more difficult districts, like the Rochester City School District. I've worked there. I've also worked at Fairport, and now I work more out in the country, which is harder to recruit and retain for a different reason.
Oh, did we lose him? Did the state shut down his phone?
Yeah.
And there's less of a field of a workforce field for people to draw on.
Okay, now
so
look, I hear
also about the difficulty.
I hear what you're saying there, but what's strange about that is when you look at the median salary, and again, there's a lot of things that could skew that data. You're a teacher. You know this, Christian. The city school district was right on par and even ahead of Brighton and Penfield. And I would assume, like, if you're talking about if you want to go difficulty of teaching based on, like, Brighton and Penfield would be a place that teachers would want to be as opposed to the city school district simply based on getting their paychecks cleared right now, right?
Yeah, seriously.
I do remember that I think, like, the starting salary is higher for the city, though, because they can recruit easier using that as a weapon or whatever. And I do also think that Gates and Grease aren't always the easiest schools to work for, like, as far as student difficulty. Like, there are some, not like the city, but they're certainly the students aren't as well-behaved, I guess.
A lot of wise ass.
Not like on the east side.
Here comes the Milk Club set.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you, how long you been in the district you're in now?
7 years and teaching 15 years total.
Okay, so before you showed up, did you leave for this district for money, or was there another reason?
There was another reason. The HR and administration wasn't really being straightforward with me in the previous district as far as getting tenured and all that type of stuff.
Gotcha.
So I was just sick of playing their games, and I heard of a job that looked more suitable to the classes I wanted to teach.
Christian ain't playing your games, man! Christian, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, but what's weird is, like, I'm finding this interesting, and here's the thing. We have no background in this, right? We don't know what it's like. We're completely ignorant to being a teacher, despite what Tommy's wearing. Mm. But, like, even the teachers that are calling aren't entirely sure as to why these numbers exist the way that they do.
You know what I'm thinking now? Maybe teachers that... 10 years ago, maybe they held on to those jobs for so long because it was so hard at one point to get another teaching job.
Good call.
So maybe there's a little more wiggle room now for teachers to make other moves because, you know, if they're not happy here, they're not getting the salary they want here, they can go and look at other places.
But you get that pension,
and
you get all the bennies.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's not an easy job, man. You are dealing with
kids. You have the summers off, so you can even supplement.
Hold on, let's back up.
You can supplement your income in the summer.
But that's just it. You have to go find another job. Like, you always paint this picture of, like, you know, you have the summers off, it's great. That summer job isn't always a fun job. I know guys that are teachers that go install pools in the summertime.
Right.
Like, that's backbreaking labor.
Yeah. I understand.
It's hard to find it. It's hard to find a job for 3 months that you're going to be like, this is something I want to do.
No, but you have that option.
But it's a transient gig. All right, so we got a couple of interesting points here from Joe. He writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Why these numbers might be the way that they
Professor
are.
Joe.
Again, in Monroe County, the Grease Central School District, based on median income, is the highest paying district for teachers. $80,000 is the median income. The lowest is East Rochester at $57,000. But when it comes to affluent versus less affluent districts, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Like, Fairport and Pittsford are 2 and 3. That makes sense. But Rush Henrietta is ahead of Webster in median salary. Gates Chiali is ahead of both Brighton and Penfield. West Arundhequate is way down the list behind Churchville.
That's a nice area.
Yes, like, none of this really makes sense. So, yeah. Joe writes,
what's Joe saying?
Smaller districts are less efficient. Big districts can run all their classes at 21, 23 students. The devil's in the details. Also, how much does each district pay for their masters? Some pay it up front. Some pay $5,000 a year. So, like, if you need your master's degree to be a teacher,
yeah.
You can get it while you start teaching. Maybe a school pays.
But you don't pay. You don't get the money.
They'll pay you up front for the master's, but you're not going to get the salary that you would have gotten, but that's a better deal for you.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, devil in the details.
Always, Pat.
Bro. Renee writes us. The pay is a good part of why there will be a teacher shortage. Most of the teachers I know have more than one job. The other part is you're expected to wear multiple hats while teaching. And we're hearing that more and more from teachers that call the
show.
What
do you mean the multiple hats?
That it used to be you would have a lesson and that would be it.
Yeah.
And now they are asking teachers to do more within the school and with their students than they had to in the past.
Oh.
And it's overwhelming. I mean, Kimmy, we've talked to teachers
before.
Yeah,
like they may have to run a club or something like that. After school, like they may have to be involved in other activities outside of their regular hours.
And like the more students than you had in years past, so now you're grading papers and doing more stuff, having to see more kids. You know what's interesting?
What's that?
Is a teacher job worth leaving your community to make more money for? Because
like packing up and going to another district to teach.
Well, like downstate, like Scarsdale, for example, that's the highest
like
paying.
Moving.
Yeah, but I mean to buy a house in Scarsdale. Yeah. Is ridiculous.
I understand. But, like, let's just do the most extreme, because, again, Scarsdale in Westchester County is the highest paying median school district salary. Letchworth is the lowest. You make 3 times the amount in Scarsdale than you do Letchworth. I mean, you're telling me that wouldn't at least something, wouldn't be something you'd at least look into?
Well, sure, you would, but it'd be a completely different life.
But here's the thing, man. We hear of, like, you know, trade workers leaving and going to other parts of the state to make more money, moving their families. Other people that have, you know, white-collar jobs, sitting in offices, going to other parts of the state to make more money. Kimmy, I've heard of teachers leaving districts in Monroe County to move to other districts in Monroe County.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of anyone leaving Monroe County to teach in a different part of New York State for money.
No, not that I can think of where they saw an opportunity and just left for that reason.
But the difference,
not because they wanted to move overall.
The difference is striking. Like, are teachers aware of what other teachers are making in other parts of New York State? Is this something that teachers?
Well, I thought they have a union.
But is the union based on where you are, or is it a statewide union?
I thought
New
it was
York
a state union.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
Yeah.
You would think like the union would have a like across the board.
I don't know.
Like truck drivers.
Oh.
I would be afraid if I was teaching on, let's say, Letchworth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice country kids.
Sure. Nice. What a stupid
good,
take.
Good down-home country
stupid
kid.
Take. Not to say the kids in Letchworth are bad kids.
They're corn-fed mountain kid. And now I got to go down to Westchester County with some smug-ass New York-style rich kid.
I just heard from Christian that the kids that are more affluent are easier to handle.
Man, Listen, I grew up with around a lot of rich kids.
Yeah, but not you. You weren't rich. You only had one boat for yourself.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, I wouldn't want to deal with a bunch of rich kids.
Look, I would have thought the same thing.
Because they're
parents.
They're pricks. And yeah, they're demanding.
The parents have got to be brutal.
Right. Look, man.
At lunch, they send the wine back.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can get us at the Break Room or the WCMF Facebook page. This comes in from Stacy. She says, I've been a teacher for years and years and years. I wouldn't leave Monroe County for a higher paying job. But yes, we know what these other districts around the state make, and it's a slap in the face to teachers that work here. We're going to have a worse shortage in upstate New York than they will in downstate New York.
Oh.
You know, the other weird part is there were a lot of schools in Erie County that were much higher on this list than in Monroe County.
Oh.
And it's not like Buffalo, the greater Buffalo area, has a higher standard of living than
New York. No, they don't. It's about the same.
Like, what would be the reason for that?
Maybe they have richer neighborhoods?
No, but again, Brighton, Penfield, lower than...
Orchard Park is a pretty wealthy neighborhood.
Yeah. Sure, but, there's plenty of wealthy neighborhoods that are low on the list. Monroe County median salary.
True.
All right, so it's funny, like, all of these numbers exist, and there's data to extrapolate to figure something out, but no one can make anything of it.
Well, if you see a teacher, buy him a cup of coffee. They could use it.
Oh, shut up. You just sat here and said they had a sweet gig. Pinky, Benny's, Summer's Off.
You know one guy. He's living pretty good.
You know one.
Bro, does that guy live good?
Yeah, he lives good. But he's also, it's also double income, no kid situation.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I mean, that factors that helps. Major that
helps.
It helps.
It helps.
It's huge. That's $1 million in the bank, no kid.
It is.
All right, let's take a break. Let's stick with high school. But let's talk about kids instead.
Okay.
Because there are two teams here in Monroe County that are about to have the greatest sports experience of their life, ideally.
Wow.
It'll be the biggest game they've ever played in.
Yeah.
And for some of these kids, no matter what happens, it will be the last game they ever play in. And when it comes to this moment, which we will break down for you in just a second, for these two local school districts, I can't help but wonder for these kids, is this the most exciting or most terrifying week of your life?
Oh.
And we'll get into it next here in the break room. Let's see CMF.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe it was tennis star Billie Jean King who once said, "Pressure is a privilege."
But she said out.
Well, yeah, he was out.
It was all over. Completely
out. Playing like hell. And there are two teams of teenagers this week.
What's that?
Who will be facing some big time pressure. It's everything that you dream of as a kid playing sports.
Mm.
And to get to this position is awesome. That is, unless the moment becomes too big.
What do you mean?
Because then it becomes very scary.
Well, it's, you know, it's you're in the big house playing the big game.
You are such a non sports playing bitch.
He's never played a game, Pat.
He's in the big house at the big game. Come on, boys. It's the big house. You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This is a big week for two high school football teams in Section 5. Brighton High School and Monroe High School will be representing their respective classes in the New York State High School Football Championship game this week.
Damn.
They are playing for a state championship. It is a major accomplishment and one that is rarefied air, Tommy. Section 5 has not had a team in the football state championship since 2019. They have not had a winner since Aquinas did it that year. Mm-hmm. And they have not had two winners since Hornell and Letchworth did it in the same year in 2011. So if both of these teams manage to win, it'll be the first time in almost 15 years.
Amazing.
That this would have happened. Mm-hmm. Look, the bottom line is this. These kids are doing something that very few kids get to do.
Right. Yeah.
And Kimmy, you know this, the dream of every kid that has ever played a high
school
sport.
That was your whole world. That was like your goal. I'm sure every year you played that sport.
Well, it's a high point of your life.
Yeah. Yes, at that point. Yeah. You are living to play in a game like this.
You think this is everybody else's focus too. You know what I mean? Like your world is so small that you think, well, everybody's paying attention. Like we can't let Rochester down.
100%.
Yeah.
And the whole team's falling for you.
The whole team's pulling.
The whole town's pulling for the team.
There goes Sports Tommy again. It's great for these kids.
Yeah.
That is, if you can handle it.
Well, just go out there and play the game.
What an easy thing to say.
Oh, it's not going to be a pack. He's not going to be playing in front of 70,000 people.
All right, the phone
might as well. It doesn't matter. I don't think it matters how many people are there. It's the time and place and what you're playing for.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Tommy, for the last few years,
yeah,
we have talked at great length on this show what a monster youth sports has become.
Yeah, it's insane.
it's great for the lessons these kids learn and the time they get with their teammates, right? Youth sports is very important. Mm. It's not great for the pressure that's put on these kids now with 24/7 recruiting, specialization camps that cost a fortune, social media, actual media, individual online player profiles that now every like high school football player has trying to get noticed by colleges. And if you have a high school athlete, no matter what sport they play, unless your kid is made of stone or they refuse to tell you how they feel, you have watched this kind of pressure get to your kid. And I can't help but wonder.
What's that?
When it comes to the football players in Brighton and the football players at Monroe High School this weekend, in a game of this magnitude being played by 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, if they are more excited for this opportunity or if they are terrified of making a mistake.
I mean, maybe they're so young they don't realize the magnitude of what they're in.
They know.
They do?
They know.
They do.
But they're kids.
But as a kid, like, do you picture the loss, though, or do you just think of the potential of what it's going to be like if you win? Like, I'm guessing you don't think you're going into it and you're going to lose.
Okay, let's talk about this. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because lucky for this show, we have someone who has gone through what these kids are going through. Right,
they went to a state championship.
A state champion among us, Tommy.
I had the privilege of going on one of these runs when I was in high school. State champion football Aquinas 2002.
So you guys won the state championship.
We won the state championship.
Damn. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. You know, Kimmy, you had asked,
you had a great seat for it. You saw everything up close. You could almost touch those guys.
Kimmy, you had asked, do you think about losing?
Yeah, like I think as a kid, like you're just thinking about the potential of it
all. Let's ask Johnny Bench over here.
Oh, my goodness. It was the most terrifying thing I've ever experienced in my life.
I'm sure it's scary.
No, Kimmy, let me tell you.
So did you play at the Carrier Dome?
Yes. All right. Well, we played along the way throughout the state playoffs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We played at the stadium at St. John Fisher. That was the Section 5 championship game. The next qualifying game was at Highmark Stadium.
Man, you think that would have been the closer?
Well, no, because you need to have it indoors because how bad the weather gets. Right. So then we played the last two games at the Carrier Dome. Every week it got more terrifying, right? And
now, how did your mother pay for parking?
Look, I didn't play every play, which I think made it worse because I didn't want my time out there to ruin it for everybody
else.
Gotta
make it count.
But Kimmy, like I was every time I would get thrown out there, I'm like, don't make a mistake.
Yeah.
And like on a football team, you've got 40 to 50 guys relying on you, right?
But that's also on the coach a little bit too to get the kids. Heads on straight.
My coach, I'll say this, man. My coaches were great. It was all. It's
all
about internal.
But when you're alone with your own thoughts,
yes.
There's those silent moments before where you're really thinking about the situation and what you're about to, the field you're about to.
Magnitude
step on
of it. The game.
Look, every time we were in that locker room going out to play, and when I'm standing waiting to go in, all I was thinking, am I going to be the one after we've come all this way that sends this thing tumbling down? It was horrifying.
But you had to put down all that tape you were holding.
But, like, we weren't good. Like, I knew, when we played, like, sectionals, like, I knew I wasn't going to be the hero. Do the kids that, like, take over, like, the kids that were really good on the team, like, I don't think that they had the same mentality that I had going into it. Like, I was always so nervous before games. Like, it was almost like even like a stage fright kind of thing for me where there were plenty of kids that went out there. They blocked all that out.
Yeah,
and they were just in the zone.
They cut from a different cloth.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, it's also, too, there was a point with high school sports where there are just some kids that are gifted, right?
Yeah. Like I knew nobody's going to rely on me to win this one, so.
Well, like, Kimmy,
pressure's off.
The one thing that sticks with me about that experience, and it was a great experience, like, don't get me wrong, but I can vividly remember we had to win three games after winning sectionals to win a state title, and how every round after the game was over, you know, they take the two teams and they put them on each side of the 50 and they give an MVP to each team, you know, MVP of this team,
yeah,
MVP
yeah,
that
yeah,
team.
Yeah.
How the crying from the teams we beat got more intense every week because you came this far only to get this far. Like, I'm watching these tough-ass, you know, kids that are a year or two older than me at that point, bawling their eyes out. Because this is all they ever wanted. All they ever wanted. And it didn't happen for them. And it's not fair, because to get that far is amazing. You also had this great experience. But you're 15, 16, 17 years old. You don't know that. Like Kimmy said, this is the most important thing in the world.
And this is it.
Yeah.
Because after this is it.
For some of these kids, the win or lose on Saturday or Sunday, the last game they will ever play is that game.
It's regular life.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, major accomplishment in Section 5 this week. Brighton High School and Monroe High School, their football teams will be representing their respective classes in the high school football championship game, and it's awesome, but the pressure that these kids are under playing sports now, I do wonder if these kids...
It's too much.
Now it's too much. A second ago, it was, oh, it's great, easy, no big deal. Go on, play the game, says man who's never played the game. All right. It's one thing to deal with it yourself when you are a kid. I think it might be even harder to see it happening to your kid.
Oh, being a parent?
Well, look, as a parent, there are times where you have to play psychologist, and none of us are qualified for it. We're not. Like, when you are talking to your kid before one of those big games, you are, without question, going to say something wrong. And that will eventually come back in therapy down the road, right? And, like, my old man wasn't bad. But, like, he did the best he could. But everything he said just put me in a terrible headspace.
Yeah.
And it created the most competitive dick to this day on the
face. So probably your best thing is to shut up.
But they want to talk. My daughter has had
Just let them talk, I guess, right?
But
because it's hard for you to relate as an older person what a kid's going through now.
Well, for you, because you never did it. You never played a minute of organized sports.
Oh, I couldn't because Lennon got shot that night. They were going to put me in.
What was that? What did that sound like?
You know, remember, it's just a game. But across the river... A tragedy has happened. You know, one of the famous Beatles. Maybe the most famous of all.
My oldest plays travel hockey.
Yeah.
And last year...
But it's intense.
But last year her team qualified for the state playoffs, right? So you get three games to try and move on. And the ride up to Buffalo and the morning of riding to the rink, all she wanted to do... I mean, she was telling me how nervous she was, how scared she was. And I'm trying to have that conversation. Like, it's just a game. Go out and have fun. Mm-hmm. And even as I'm saying this, I know... It doesn't mean anything because I'm not going to be able to tell this kid. This is all she's ever wanted. Everything has led up to this moment, and she's 14 years old. And, you know, she doesn't know any better. And when they ended up not, you know, getting through to the next round, it was devastating.
Oh, sure.
She was bawling her eyes out.
But I guess it's a life lesson, right?
A life lesson. Don't try because you'll never be the best.
There you go.
I mean.
Don't try and you can't be disappointed.
Exactly. I mean, look, hopefully this isn't something the kids from Brighton or from Monroe High School have to deal with. Like, they go out, they win this game on Saturday or Sunday and everything.
Yeah. Well, that's cake, yeah.
Right? But the hardest part, I think, isn't getting the kid calmed down before the game.
What is it?
It's the ride home after if it doesn't go the way you hope.
The loss?
Yeah.
Yes. And I say ride home. It can last days and even weeks afterwards.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, for some of these kids, this is it. It's their entire high school sports career, and it's over. And you have – it's not just the competition that you miss. Like, there are kids that you have played sports with since you were 5 years old. You've been teammates for 10 years, the majority of your life, and just – it's gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
And for a lot of teenage kids, to process the most important thing of their life disappearing after it didn't go the way they wanted, like, that is devastating.
Well, the worst part of all that – is you'll have to hear everybody else's story about when they played sports.
And
you're not going to want to hear this.
It doesn't compare in the moment.
No, and they're not listening. But that's every dad. They have to find what they did to tell you. They make it about themselves.
I think you need to give dads a break on this one.
Give dads a break?
Give dads a break on this specific
all
thing.
All dads burn in hell, but go ahead.
Okay. That is your worst take of all time. Only like
there are some dads that nail it. Right? Like, and there are some kids that you talk to.
They will also be in hell because you don't know what they did.
No, like
I'm telling you, hell's going to look like Lowe's on a Saturday. Guys wandering around the store. I can't find a goddamn thing at this store.
No, like you don't, when you see your kids hurting, you want to make your kid not hurt. Like it's like this desperate.
Yeah.
Like, I got to make this stop. So you just start talking, and you're right. You say the wrong thing, but it's out of. It's out of a kind, it comes from a kind place. It doesn't come from a place of like, you know, when I was your age, I would have done this. Like, you want the pain to stop because you know if you played sports, which you didn't. So, again, this is a terrible person to have a conversation with. You know what that feels like, and you don't want them to feel because now that you have the wisdom of age, yes, you're right. This is a better experience than it is a devastating loss for them.
So, you know how it made were the guys that played sports in the 40s and 50s because their parents didn't play sports. So like my Uncle Dom.
Yeah.
Right? So he ended up playing professional football. He went to college. He played college football, pretty high level.
No, but hey, remember when Kimmy, when he was talking about how he'll tell people tell other stories that nobody cares about? He's not trying to attach himself
to his uncle's story.
To his mother's brother's story. No.
But continue.
Fordham Hall of Fame. No big deal.
No big deal. No big deal.
But his father was an immigrant. Yeah. He never played sports. Mm-hmm. So, like, he had no
input.
So he just did it on his own.
Yeah.
So, like, there was nobody like, hey, this is how you hike a football, you know.
Sure.
My grandfather didn't know how to put air in a goddamn thing.
Sure.
So those guys had it made. Less influence maybe is the way to go when you're starting out with your kids. Because when you really start overtaking it, maybe it's too much on them.
I mean, I think
because then they start thinking of the money and the time and driving here and driving.
It ain't parents, bro. Look, I get where you're coming from.
But I mean, it's just a lot of pressure.
It's very oversimplified from a simple man, which I get. Parents could stay completely out of this. Mm-hmm. I am telling you right now, the monster that is.
Well, because it's too big.
I agree with you. Like, I mean,
it's 12 months a year.
There is part of me that looks back, like, on the sports that I played as a kid, right? Yeah. And, like, don't get me wrong, man. Like, I went to a school where, like, sports, you know, there's a premium put on sports and, like, things were intense. It was not even close. And my daughter doesn't play high school sports. My oldest, she plays for a club travel team. And she's got way more pressure than I did on a football team that won a state championship.
Yeah.
It's insane.
What floored me was one of our buddies, his kid was just playing peewee football.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, you want to go out for a drink tonight? He goes, no. Because I got to go over to the coach's house and watch film with the guys.
Yeah.
And these are tykes. You're watching film. Over. It's like watching drunks play football.
All right, here come the old man stories. You ready?
Yeah.
Rich writes us, and I'm gonna read it the way I think Rich wrote it. Duffy at WCMF. Being able to play at Silver Stadium back in 85, playing for a Section 5 championship was amazing. What really topped it was beating East Rochester on pretty much their home field. Losing wasn't an option.
That's right, buddy. And they still talk about it to this day in his head.
No, but you know what it is? To the point about like the whole like, you know, glory day stuff.
Yeah.
If you grew up in a town where you won a state championship, it's on the sign when you go into your town.
That nobody looks at.
But
don't you remember seeing those signs as a kid and being like, man, that was a long time ago. It was like 10 years prior.
Yeah.
Like, I remember thinking, like, nobody cares about that anymore.
No, you're right. But, like, the smaller the town, the better chance you have of getting your team's name painted on the water towers.
Sure. Okay, there you go.
All right, good luck to Brighton.
Yeah.
Good luck to Monroe. Go bring home a championship so you don't have to worry about any of the stuff we were just talking about. And by the way, if you have a kid that plays for one of these teams, do not play them the discussion we just had. I'm hoping to God none of the kids.
No help.
Yeah, no, this is not helping at all. I'm hoping none of the kids heard anything that we just said because you guys are going to do great and it's fun.
Go
Yay.
Team.
Go teams, Kimmy. Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
God's sakes.
What happened?
For God's sake. This was supposed to be the guy that got damaged like right away, Kimmy. And all of a sudden, it's like, wow, he's actually – no, he's not. No, he's not. Yeah. And now we got this problem. But there may be some good news in this bad news.
What's that?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Bills take on the Bengals. Again, it is a 1 o'clock game. 1 o'clock game on Sunday. Mm. It was moved from the 4:25 window so we could watch the Bears play the Packers in the afternoon.
Ah.
And we got our first look at the injury report yesterday.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Still vast.
New name?
Yep. Along with both tackles, offensive tackles that are still on the injury report, along with Josh Palmer, wide receiver, who's still on the injury report, along with Dalton Kincaid, tight end, who's still on the injury report. Defensive end Joey Bosa is now on the injury report.
Yeah. Were that hands selected up on him?
Nope, it's not the hand.
That's the worst part. So what happened?
He sustained a hamstring injury and came out of the game against Pittsburgh. I did not know that he had left the game against Pittsburgh. Were you aware of this, Kimmy?
So apparently they did say it on the broadcast, but I missed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Joey Bosa has been your highest performing defensive end all season. In fact, he's really the only guy that...
So you brought him in. He was, you know, big star.
But no, the idea was he was going to be a star and, like, help the other defensive ends, like, get off.
Then it became, like, that's kind of all you got left. Yeah.
He's the only guy doing anything to get to the quarterback. And he's injury prone.
Yeah.
So Joey Bosa's MO the last couple of years is he gets hurt and then misses, giant gaps in the season. Mm. The Bills can't afford to have him miss a giant gap now because we're coming into, like, gut check time.
Yep.
Kimmy, he's going to miss this game on Sunday.
I would think so.
Like, there's no doubt in my mind. Even if he's good to go, they're going to want to be cautious so they have him for the playoff run, right? We're not going to have Joey Bosa against Joe Burrow in his offensive potential onslaught. Why does this keep happening to us? Why does this keep happening? How does this keep happening?
Does any other team have this kind of injury report, or are they all like this at this time of the year?
I don't know, because, again, we're in this bubble.
I know.
I don't know. But, like,
it does seem like it's been worse this year than in other years, but it also feels like they didn't have as much depth as they've had before, so they have had injuries in past seasons, but there was always a guy to come in and step up, and this year they're down to, like, they're, pulling guys from the practice squad.
You want to know how bad the injuries
are? How bad is it?
On the defensive line? They now have one guy that started opening day that is healthy.
Who's that?
That would be Greg Rousseau, defensive
line.
Both of your starting
D-tackles.
How's
he doing?
Actually, your top three D-tackles are out.
Bosa's so who replaces Bosa? We don't even know
AJ
the guy.
AJ Epenesa, maybe, if you're going to play him on
the side. No, is there another guy?
Yeah, AJ Epenesa, maybe.
Okay.
But he plays the other side normally. Yeah. I guess you can move him over. Javon Solomon.
Oh, Salzy. Go get him, buddy.
But
yeah,
there's something else going on that may offset this problem.
All right, so what's the problem?
You know who Trey Hendrickson is?
No.
He's one of the best defensive ends in the NFL.
Oh, good for him.
He plays for the Bengals. He was coming into a contract year. He wanted an extension in Cincinnati. They wouldn't give it to him. He held out in training camp, and he got like a one-year deal, and he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
Okay.
He has not played in an NFL game since October 26th. He's got some weird knee injury. Is that what they're saying, Kimmy?
Something so he's out?
I didn't see what his injury was. Yeah.
He is potentially going to miss this game on Sunday.
Okay.
So, Kimmy, on one hand, we will not have Joey Bosa.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, Trey Hendrickson, potentially facing a backup offensive tackle, will not be chasing off after Josh Allen. Is that trade-off worth it, or would you rather have both of those guys out there so we could have Joey Bosa?
I think I'd rather have both of those guys out there. Otherwise, who's putting pressure on Joe Burrow?
But I would, okay.
You have nobody. I mean, it'd be one thing if you had a guy you could rely on. It's like, okay, well, we don't have Joey Bosa, but we got this guy coming in, and you can trust him to put pressure on him. I don't.
Okay, but the Bengals also don't have
Bobby Salsa, we just mentioned.
Bobby Salsa.
Yeah.
Oh, and what about Timmy Guacamole?
My God. Is he back? So how good is Cincy's offense now?
Cincinnati's offense may be really good. We got a one game glimpse of it last week with Joe Burrow at quarterback. But here's the thing. They scored 30-something points, but they also kicked six field goals.
Oh. Wait, so they had to kick six field goals?
I think it was 15 or 18 points on field goals.
Oh.
But they beat the Ravens pretty handedly. Their defense is historically bad.
Yeah.
They are last place in almost every defensive metric.
Okay.
And like the Bills defense.
So you don't know, what the hell you're going to get out of this game.
No idea. It's a complete effing crapshoot.
And the networks weren't too happy about it, so they pulled them out of prime time.
But what's interesting is, I get a couple of weeks ago why they did this. The Bills had lost two. Burrow wasn't
Didn't
healthy.
Didn't know if he would be back. Yeah.
But now, Burrow's also injury prone.
He is. He is. But now, All right, the Bills are obviously making a push for the playoffs here.
Yep, it's an important game.
What's even more mind-boggling?
What is that?
The Bengals are 4-8. Does that sound right? 4-8.
Well, they started out horrible.
They
did.
They had that massive, you know, because Burrow was out. They're two games back of first place in the NFC North or AFC North right now.
Yeah,
they're in the heat of a playoff race at 4-8. So this may be the most compelling game this weekend.
Yeah, because both teams are desperate. They need to win.
And both
teams, must-win situation.
Both teams can still win their division. Both teams are traditional powers in the AFC. Both teams, you have two.
Both teams could be out. Out.
One could.
Out.
One.
Out.
All right. I mean, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You may need this game to have the breath to make, you know, the gap to make it healthy into the play. Let me try this again. You may need this game to not be biting your fingernails the last 2 weeks to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
If that's the case, and Bosa is a borderline go,
do you
play
it?
Him, or do you risking he gets hurt further, or do you sit him out?
I think you play him.
You're telling me he's always hurt though, so why push it? Unless he's done for the season. If he goes out there and he gets really hurt, then you got no Bosa.
I mean, he's hurt the most random things. I don't know. Like, I guess if you sit him another week, is it going to make that big of a difference?
I mean, we'll find out because they're going to sit him. You asked why this keeps happening.
Oh, what?
Oh, like the injuries.
Yeah.
Shiley writes us on Shiley. Instagram. Shiley. Yeah. She says, I've been saying for years, the Bills have some bad juju. They need an exorcism or something. Break the crazy bad luck. Go Bills. Thank you, Shiley. That should help. Give an exorcism.
Okay.
God, I hate everybody.
Didn't Peyton Manning already try that with Josh Allen at the Foles?
Yeah, he actually did exactly
that. Yeah, they did.
But that aired recently, so maybe it breaks the juju. Okay. Well,
no, but it aired like right before they lost to... Was it the Falcons?
Well, that's not great then, is it?
It was. They aired it right before a loss. I can't remember which game.
That's fantastic. All right. Let's keep in mind, the game live, 1 o'clock Sunday, right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game on Sunday, you can go down to Bill Gray's, check it out with Ole Miss Kimmy.
1 Ready,
o'clock.
K?
1 o'clock. Kimmy will be there at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
And Timmy.
Oh, terrible time. Timmy will be there, too.
You're getting Kimmy and Timmy.
Kimmy and Timmy. Da 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 da. Around this time tomorrow, Tommy will make his picks for the first time in 2 weeks. Tommy tells it like it is, Cincinnati edition. You know Cincinnati. You were engaged to a woman in Kentucky.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Cincy. Good town.
And we will have our boys just after 9 o'clock. Actually, no, Danger is on the road, but we will have, from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy!
Recapping Tommy's picks and getting ready for this game. What is he going to be for Cincinnati? Is he
we haven't had him. We haven't had him for a Cincinnati game, have we?
We have not. Is he just going to eat a giant bowl of spaghetti with chili over the top of it?
Oh, a little Skyline chili.
I could see him doing that just because he likes that.
Is there a Cincinnati accent?
No, it's very southern because it's a border. Yeah. It's a border town because you're right on the Kentucky line.
Okay.
Do we get Pete Rose? Bowl cut, tight pants. Oh,
you could. That would be awesome.
All right. So all of that tomorrow on a Football Friday here in the Break Room on CMF.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.